So another paper slash topic I wanted to ask you about is you've written a lot about novel agents that are being investigated in gastric cancer, and it's kind of a little bit hard to find anything super exciting outside the checkpoint inhibitors. But I was curious about this so-called anti-claudin antibody, because that kind of seems a little bit cool and promising. There was a paper in the Journal of Hematologic Oncology in May reviewing this, but maybe you can talk a little bit about what we know about this agent.
Sure. Well, the study known as FAST was presented by Salah Al-Batran at ASCO now more than a year ago, ASCO 2016. I was the discussant at that session. And basically, the study was quite exciting. It showed that this agent, IMAB-362, could significantly improve progression-free survival and overall survival in patients that expressed claudin 18.2. And claudin 18.2 is a molecule that is partially responsible for the tight junctions that occur between cells. There are a variety of theories on how this particular antibody works. The thought is that it binds to this molecule and ultimately leads to some cell disintegration, and that this ultimately then stimulates an ADCC reaction and also a CDC reaction. So they're postulating a variety of mechanisms in which this particular antibody works. I think ultimately we truly don't fully understand what is going on here. I know that we would like to, but I think that in many ways this is still a project in process. But the bottom line is that it had a very impressive phase two, randomized phase two result, almost doubling in progression-free survival and overall survival, and in fact, an enhanced effect in patients that were high claudin expressers. So I think that it clearly provided the data to move on to a large randomized phase three study.
I mean, I kind of think of things in kind of basic ways, probably not that accurate scientifically, but when you think about this in your mind, do you think about something like trastuzumab against anti-HER, or is that sort of the model?
So again, we actually have looked at data with trastuzumab, and I think that although it's thought to work through the HER2 pathway, and we actually have some very interesting data from one of our studies looking at pre-treatment biopsies and post-treatment biopsies. And there is actually a lot of evidence to suggest that it may actually work through immune activity. So
Right.
it may be a poor man's checkpoint inhibitor or immunomodulating agent. I think that a lot of these antibodies may actually work in the same way. They latch on to some aspect of the cancer cell and somehow allow the immune system to realize that there is a foreign agent or a foreign body there, and then activate some sort of an immune process. So I think that a lot of these agents that supposedly work through one pathway or another may ultimately be found to be immunomodulating agents.
Again, sort of keeping it at a med student level, which I feel like it's even hard for me to be nowadays. Again, sort of conceptualize it and think about it in terms of sort of antibody therapy. I mean, do you think rituximab is in the same ballpark?
I do. I think that cetuximab certainly could have similar efficacy or similar pathway. I mean, there is data, I mean, much better data with cetuximab to suggest that it works through RAS and that particular pathway. But the company that makes cetuximab has from the beginning talked about an ADCC activity, and I suspect that that is at least part of its activity.